Downtown Nashua has a small-town New England vibe that newly created outlet centers like the one in Merrimack try to imitate. But while the downtown's charm is authentic, it's not enough to lure shoppers who want deep discounts and good parking. Kathy Carden-Smith owns one of the local jewelry stores. She says the new outlet mall has affected downtown merchants.
There's only so many pieces of the pie. People in the summer did venture up there when they first opened. And I think a lot of money is still, from the area, is still being spent up at the outlets. What is downtown or a business like myself doing to combat that would be always offering custom service. We go the extra mile.
The outlets, I was really, really nervous about them coming in.
That's Cheryl Plunkett. She owns a small women's boutique across the street from the jewelry store. Plunkett says the outlets haven't been the detriment she feared. That's probably because, like other independent retailers, she carries products the malls and outlets don't. She also says there might be a way to piggyback on the outlets' popularity.
Well, I've heard there are busloads of shoppers coming right out of Montreal, even coming from all over the country. How can we steer them downtown? You know, it's something we're seriously talking about, but I think we have to do some marketing.
Plunkett says that marketing requires deep pockets. Meanwhile, downtown merchants are thinking only about this week. Most say they'll bring in between 35% and 40% of their annual revenues in just a few short weeks. For NHPR News in Nashua, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.